Welcome to a visual guide to Medina al-Munawwara. Medina al-Munawwara has an extremely important role in the development of Islam. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, established the first Islamic society in Medina. This sacred city became the center of events in Islamic history upon the Prophet's migration from Mecca. This program is intended to present the visuals of Medina and nearby historic areas. For information about special prayers and observances in Medina, please consult your local scholar or an authentic book on this subject. Words and names used in this program: Al-Madina al-Munawwara, the illuminated city, refers to the city of Medina in Saudi Arabia. Yathrib refers to the former name of Medina al-Munawwara. The Prophet refers to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Ar-Rawda al-Mutahhara refers to the chamber of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Qibla refers to the direction of prayer for Muslims. Baytul Maqdis refers to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Al-Quds, which was the first Qibla in Islam. Masjid al-Nabawi refers to the Mosque of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Medina. Al-Baqi refers to an ancient cemetery near the Prophet's Mosque. Quba refers to a geographical location 3 kilometers south of Medina. Quba Mosque, the first mosque of Islam. It was built in the Quba area. Originally, it was located outside to the south of Old Medina. Today, it is a part of Medina. Qiblatain refers to the mosque where the direction of prayer was changed. Uhud refers to the mountain of Uhud. This is where the famous Battle of Uhud took place. Khandaq, or the Trench. This refers to the well-known Battle of the Trench, which took place outside of Medina. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This invocation is for when the name of Prophet Muhammad is mentioned. Believers ask for God's blessings and peace to be conferred upon him. When the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was in danger, God directed him to leave Mecca and go to Yathrib, which is now known as Medina. The Prophet, peace be upon him, left Mecca for Medina. When he reached Quba, he helped build the first mosque of Islam. A reception by people from Medina was also held to welcome him. After the arrival of his family in Quba, the Prophet entered Medina. Here he established a mosque which is called Masjid al-Nabawi, or the Prophet's Mosque. It quickly became a place of central importance in Islamic history. When Muslims travel for Hajj and Umrah, they also visit Al-Madina al-Munawwara and pray in Masjid al-Nabawi. Most visitors also go to important historical sites in and around Medina. The Prophet's Mosque has 41 entrances and exits. It has 6 very important gates. They are As-Salam Gate in the West Wall, As-Siddiq Gate in the West Wall, Ar-Rahma Gate in the West Wall, Al-Baqi Gate in the East Wall, Al-Jibra'il Gate in the East Wall, An-Nisa Gate in the East Wall. Al-Baqi, Al-Jibra'il, and An-Nisa gates are nearest to the Prophet's chambers on the southeastern side of the mosque under the green dome. Zamzam water is also available all over Masjid al-Nabawi. Women have very large designated prayer areas in the northeastern corner of the mosque. Entrances are from door numbers 23 to 30, which can be accessed from the following main gates: Uthman ibn Affan on the north side wall, Ali ibn Abi Talib on the east side wall. On the northwest corner of the mosque, door numbers 12 to 18 also lead to the same section for women. They can be accessed through gates named Sultan Abdul Majid, which is on the west side, and Umar ibn Al-Khattab, which is on the north side. To reach the upper levels of Masjid al-Nabawi, you can find elevators in the center, east, north, and west sides of the mosque. On the north and south sides of the Haram, there are places for ablution with separate entrances for men and women. About 4,000 people can perform their ablutions at the same time. Beneath the masjid complex is a very large car park. In the Prophet's mosque, there is the Prophet's grave, peace be upon him, and the graves of his two companions. They are located under the green dome inside the chamber on the southeastern side of the mosque. Next to the Prophet's chambers is an area called Ar-Rawda Ash-Sharifa. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Between my house and my pulpit, there is a garden from the gardens of paradise, Ar-Rawda min Ar-Riyad al-Jannah." Most visitors also pray two rak'ah in this area to glorify God. Ar-Rawda Ash-Sharifa is covered with a green-colored carpet. This is the west side of the Prophet's chamber. Here, the eastern boundary of Ar-Rawda Ash-Sharifa starts. This is the minbar for the Imam to deliver the khutbah for Jum'ah and Eidain. In other words, this is the pulpit where the sermon for Friday prayers and the two Islamic festivals of Eid are given. The minbar is right under the green minaret and is in the original location where the Prophet's own minbar used to be. At the pulpit of the Prophet, the western boundary of Ar-Rawda Ash-Sharifa ends. In the area of Ar-Rawda Ash-Sharifa, there is a niche or mihrab where the Prophet used to pray. Every person who visits the Prophet's mosque likes to pray at this location to glorify Allah. This is a stand for the muezzin to call for daily prayers inside the Prophet's mosque. From this location, Quranic commentary and hadith narration on radio and TV are also broadcast live for audiences around the world. This is the niche in the Prophet's mosque for the Imam to lead the prayers. Attached to the northern side of the wall of the Prophet's chambers is a platform called As-Sufa. This was a place for the poorest companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About 10 feet behind As-Sufa, there is another platform. On the east side of the wall of the Prophet's chambers, there is a small gate, which is the entrance to the chambers, or Ar-Rawda al-Mutahara. At the southern side of Masjid al-Nabawi, there is Al-Baqi, a well-known graveyard. Al-Baqi has been in use for many centuries, and its importance lies in the fact that well-known members of the Prophet's family and prominent companions of the Prophet are buried there. In a southern suburb of Medina, you'll find Quba Mosque. During the Prophet's migration from Mecca to Medina, he stopped at a place known as Quba, which at the time was located outside of Medina. It was here that the first mosque of Islam was built. It is known as the Quba Mosque. On the southwest side of Medina, on the road to Mecca, is Dhul Hulayfa or Abyar Ali Mosque. This is a miqat or station for pilgrims to prepare themselves for Hajj or Umrah. Here they change into the pilgrim's dress known as Ihram. This miqat station has all the modern facilities for bathing, ablution, and washrooms for men and women. In addition, it encompasses bus stands, an area for shopping, and a large car park. To the north of Medina is the mountain of Uhud, the site of the famous Battle of Uhud. The battlefield stood between two mountains, Uhud and the mountain of Ar-Rumat. 70 Muslims lost their lives in the Battle of Uhud. Sayyid al-Shuhada, Hamza bin Abd al-Muttalib, the uncle of the Prophet, was also martyred in this battle and is buried here. To the northwest of Medina is the mountain of Silaf. At the bottom of this mountain, the Battle of Khandaq, or the Trench, took place. It is also known as the Area of the Seven Mosques. Here facing Silaf, you will find Masjid al-Fath. On the left side of this mountain is Fatih Masjid and Masjid Salman al-Farsi. In the center area, there is Abu Bakr Masjid and Omar Masjid. On the right side, facing the mountain, is Fatima Mosque. And after a garden on the right side of this mountain, there is Ali Mosque at the top. This whole area is referred to as Khandaq, or the Seven Mosque area. On the north side of Medina, a little farther from Khandaq, is where you will find the Mosque of Qiblatain. In the early days of Islam, Muslims prayed toward Masjid al-Aqsa, which is in Al-Quds. About 19 months after the Prophet's migration to Medina, God instructed the believers to change their direction of prayer from Al-Aqsa to Mecca during the time of prayer. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was praying outside Medina with the tribe of Bashr bin Abrur bin Marur. Since then, this mosque is known as Qiblatain. There are many other historical sites worth visiting which are not covered in our program. For example, Al-Jum'ah Mosque, Al-Ghamama, and so on. The producers would like to thank the Ministry of Information, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, for providing the footage used in this program.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila.